answer, but we're leaving you behind. Why couldn't you keep your teeth to yourself? You're not decrepit yet. Keep your teeth to yourself. Keep your teeth. Hey. You hear all that wild drumming? That's a good way to start the show, because today is all about drumming. My favorite drummers. Well, what I have time for, anyways. I think I brought enough material for a couple of shows. Who knows? Maybe I'll carry this on next week. It's 6:01. And you know what that means, don't you? That's right! It means it's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And it is the second Fun Drive edition of Tawny the Brave of two. Yes, it's a big two-week Fun Drive festival that we have here down at the station. We're trying to raise $60,000 over the course of these couple of weeks. And I'm not too sure if we're on track. I'm not too proud to admit that it's going to be close. I feel like we're a little bit behind where we really want to be. But you know something else? I don't know if you were listening last week to this episode, but we did really well. I think we ended up raising, $1,250. During the episode of Tawny the Brave. And that makes me feel good. I'm always very pleased that Tawny the Brave collectively, and that means me and all of you, can collectively do our part for CKOW's Fun Drive. Because not only is it important and fun, it's absolutely necessary. The station simply relies upon community funding and Fun Drive pledging. So I'm really hoping that we can, if we could match last week's total, well, I would just be in love with all of you. So the phone number down here is 774-6877. Why don't you make that phone ring right now? Give us a call, and I'm going to try to keep you entertained while you decide when's the perfect moment to call in and pledge with a rundown of some of my favorite drummers in the whole wide world. Some of which are still drumming today, some of which are no longer drumming, and some of which have shuffled off this mortal coil. Speaking of which, we're going to do a little tribute to the drummer from The Jam, who suddenly passed away a couple days ago. And I'm sure most of you know that I'm a very big Jam fan. And Rick Buckler, indeed, laid down some very fine drums for a lot of Jam songs. So we're going to do a little tribute to him later, but we're going to start off with one of the best, Mr. Rat Scabies. Not his real name, but at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if his wife and kids call him Rat, because he's just been called that for so long. But he was the drummer from The Damned, I gotta say, it was hard to select what song to play, and I've opted for the lead-off track from the Damned's third album, The Black Album. This is Wait for the Blackout, featuring the amazing Rat Scabies on drums, showcasing his muscle and finesse all at the same time. This is the Damned on Tawny the Brave. Unresolved. That's the Damned with Wait for the Blackout, featuring the mighty Rat Scabies on drums. We're going to carry right on here. We're not doing three song sets like usual. We're just going to do one song sets because. Don't ask questions. But do give us a call. The number 774-6877. Down here, and the phones are getting ice cold. You can also pledge online if you prefer. And there's all kinds of ways to do this. But we'll get into that more as the show progresses. In the meantime, Mo Tucker was the drummer for the Velvet Underground. Nobody could have been... I mean, they did have a different drummer there for a little while, but it didn't have that same primal feel. She played drum patterns in a driving, droning, powerful, monotonous kind of way that a standard, you know, hi-hat snare, ride cymbal snare, crash cymbals, sort of a way of drumming, the standard go-to rock style of drumming, it wouldn't have been the same. It just wouldn't have been the same. She added this primal energy that made the was just yet another one of many, many reasons why the Velvet Underground stood out musically from everybody else ever in history. And speaking as a drummer, I think of her often when I'm devising drum patterns for songs that we're working on. As it happens, Novelero has a song where there's one section that I always think of her. It's kind of dedicated to her in my mind because I think she owns that a certain style of drumming that I happily rip off every now and then. So here's Mo Tucker pounding away on the instrumental version of Guess I'm Falling in Love. This is the Velvet Underground on Tawny the Brave. Give us a call. 774-6877 is the number. There's both. Hey, ho, ho! Hold up for a second there, bone break. Of course, that was Mo Tucker on the drums there with Guess I'm Falling in Love. For some reason, that's always been one of my favorite Velvet Underground tracks. It came out so long after the fact. Another View collection gathered together a bunch of, at that time, unreleased Velvet Underground songs, and that was certainly one of my favorites of the lot. Plus, it's just pounding. Like, I mean, there's a lot of Velvet Underground songs that do that, but that's one in particular. Listen, folks, it's the second week of the Fun Drive edition of Tawny the Brave on CKUW, and I'm glad you're listening. I can only assume that if you're listening right now, it's not the first time you've listened. And so I'm just going to refer to you as a regular listener. If you haven't pledged to our Fun Drive yet, I'm asking for your support right now. The phone lines are open, operators are standing by, and the station, seeing as it no longer has paid advertising, it does simply depend, not solely, but mostly depends on the engagement of the community during Fun Drive Week. And while you can pledge all year round, this 2-week period in February is the only time that we really dedicate our programming to asking for your donations and your pledges. And in return, I mean, you're not buying a t-shirt or buying a hoodie or a toque or a friends card or anything. These are all thank yous. I'm sure you know the drill. And me personally, depending on how flush I'm feeling at Fun Drive time, but I'd like to at least see if I can get myself to the pledge level that nabs me a t-shirt at Fun Drive time. I've got t-shirts from almost every year of Fun Drive, and if you would like to do the same, that's a $75 donation that we're talking about, the t-shirt level. But for only a little bit more, you can get a lot more fun time, good time, swag type stuff. And I'm hoping that we can match or exceed, or at the very least approach, last week's pledge level, because I was floored, flattered, and smitten by how many people pledged in to the Fun Drive during Tawny the Brave last week. I'm hoping that we can do the same this week. So give us a call at 774-6877. The lines are open right now. And if you want to figure out how you can make this easy on yourself, I'm talking monthly payments, I'm talking tax write-off, so you, in a way, sort of, get it all back. It's like everybody wins. There's lots of ways to do this. There's lots of ways to pay. It really is a very easy thing to do. And our phone operators will walk you through it all. They couldn't be more friendly and eager to hear from you. So we're going to move on to what we just accidentally heard a snippet of there, which was DJ Bonebreak, the drummer from X, who is he's kind of an unbelievable ball of energy. He brings so much to what X does, from straight up driving punk rock to rockabilly to pop songs. He always has the perfect touch, but I had to pick a track that shows off his drum muscle. So we're going to listen to The Hungry Wolf from Under the Big Black Sun. This is X featuring DJ Bonebreak on drums on Tawny the Brave.
I'm gonna
That was X with The Hungry Wolf, featuring DJ Bonebreak on drums. Up next, another one of my favorite. They're all my favorite. I just can't pick a favorite. Like I said earlier, I've got more than enough material for this show. Maybe I'll extend it into next week. I think I might have done this theme before, but it's been so long, I can't even say for sure. But the late, sadly, Jackie Leibseit was the drummer for Can. He does things on drums, and he creates grooves. He has patterns that I've listened to so many times, and I still struggle to figure out how he plays them. I think there might be some recording technique involved, like a little bit of echo or delay slapback, creating some of the patterns that I'm hearing. I'm not too sure, but there's no doubt the guy has some nifty hands, and he plays some beats that, frankly, they make me jealous. Anyways, I just adore the drumming of Jackie Leibseit, and here's a good example of it from Soundtracks. This is Can and Tango Whiskey Man. Can with Tango Whiskey Man from Soundtracks. One of their more tuneful songs, a band known for more trippy, drony grooves than actual songs. And that kind of straddles the border between, you know, an actual catchy song and a trippy groove. But the drummer, Jackie Leibseit, it's like he plays the notes I want to hear. Everything he plays is just like, yeah, that. So I salute that drummer. And I also salute John Marr, the drummer from the Buzzcocks. The Buzzcocks are known more for their, you know, catchy pop-punk songs, but I can't say enough about his drumming. He's got little touches all over the place that just make me sit up and notice when I'm really paying attention to his drum patterns. He does lots of little nifty stuff for those paying attention. And bear this in mind, he was only 18 when Buzzcocks' first album came out. So he was a remarkable kid, and he's no doubt a remarkable man. I don't know if he's still playing drums, but I sure love his playing. This is an old classic from Buzzcocks. What do I get? I just want a lover like any other. What do I get? I only want a friend who stays to the end. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Yes, I need a caress. What do I get? I'm not the make. I just need a break. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I only get sleepless nights alone here in my heart. Then the interest in the town I tried. I wish that only Do I Get by Buzzcocks, featuring, featuring the amazing John Marr on drums. That's, I don't know, as good an example as you can get of what a fine drummer he is, one of those classic early Buzzcocks singles. But perhaps you could guess from the little snippet that we just heard. I want to do a little tribute to the late Rick Buckler, who just died a couple of days ago. Well, 3 days ago, I guess you might say. At the young age of 69. And it's sad news indeed. I really didn't expect to hear that. I hope he had a wonderful life. I hope he I hope all his dreams came true. I don't really know anything about Rick Buckler in person. He and Bruce Foxton certainly got a little bit done dirty by Paul Weller when he decided to fold up the Jam quite suddenly. I mean, I suppose history has been kind to that move, but he carried on for many years in other bands, including, you know, Jam tribute band from the Jam. But he had a lot of amazing moments in his drumming. I wouldn't say he was the most anything in particular. He wasn't the most powerful drummer. He wasn't the fastest drummer. But he came up with lots of fantastic patterns. He had all the energy and more required for, you know, playing the Jam's music, which was some amount of energy, I can tell you. Speaking as somebody who's drummed on a lot of Jam covers, it takes it out of you, man. Their songs, they do require a lot. They require a lot of muscle, a lot of energy, and a lot of finesse. And Rick Buckler had all that and more. So I've picked three examples that I think are, well, I think are three good examples of the sort of drummer he is and some different styles that he brought to the Jam. And what a great band they were. I mean, there's a lot of really great trios in history, but the Jam stand up there with any of them as a three-piece. They made a lot of noise. They locked in together. They played together perfectly. The bass patterns, the drum patterns, they fit exactly what the song seemed to need. When you heard a Jam song, you couldn't hardly imagine it being done any other way. So this is a salute to the late Rick Buckler of the Jam. And by the way, we finally got some action going on the phones down here. Let's keep things rolling. It's our Fun Drive week, after all. Second week of Fun Drive, that is. Here on Tawny the Brave and at CKUW at large. So don't forget, the number is 774-6877. Give us a call right now. Pledge your support to this show and to CKUW in general. We got a long ways to go to get to our Fun Drive total, and I'm hoping you can help us get there. Give us a call right now. 774-6877 is the number down here. This is the Jam with When You're Young.
Falling in love with everyone. Any guitar, anybody's song. Life is a dream come true. fall in love with everyone. Now corporations fall in new white sands. Used to fall in love with everyone. Any guitar and any bass drum.
(774) 6877 is the number down here. That was Just Who Is the 5 O'Clock Hero by The Jam from their final full-length The Gift, featuring the late Rick Buckler on drums. When You're Young, before that, of course. I read, in the wake of Rick Buckler's death, I read a couple articles online. I'd like to dive in a little bit more at some point, but life is busy. But what I did read... at least a couple of articles and a handful more of headlines. Everybody's got an opinion on what serves as a highlight of Rick Buckler's drumming during his time with The Jam. And that track that we just heard, 5 O'Clock Hero, was mentioned by somebody as one of the highlights of his drumming. And it's never been a standout Jam song for me. I mean, it's perfectly fine on what I would call an underrated album. But thinking about, you know, after that song was mentioned, thinking about the drum pattern, I realized what a cool, nifty, shuffly, tricksy little drum pattern that Buckler came up with for that song. Honestly, other tracks on that album, like Running on the Spot or Town Called Malice, the song, it practically tells you how it wants the drumming to be. And with that track, that's a whole nother thing what he came up with there is a really clever way of devising a drum pattern that works. So that's Rick Buckler on the drums there. We're going to hear one more from the jam. And while we're also waiting things to heat up a little bit more pledge-wise, because we're getting towards the end of CKOW's fun drive here, and I'm proud of the fact that Tawny the Brave always comes through really well for the fun drive goal. And things are a little cool on the phones at the moment. So bearing in mind that it's a radio station, you can tune it in for free, you can stream it online. It's one of the entertainments in your life that you don't necessarily have to pay for a subscription to. But it's something that requires your engagement. It requires the pledges that come in at this time of year. It just needs it to function. A world without CKOW is not a world I would want to live in. I would just be gutted if something happened to this station, as would hundreds of people, both volunteers, staff, and listeners alike. It's an important part of our cultural fabric here in Winnipeg. And you listening to me talking and playing music right now is a little part of that fabric. So it's something that we're grateful to be tied into the community over. And that's the reason, one of the reasons, why we ask for your support at this time of year. CKOW really does need your support to keep doing what we do. So give us a call, pledge your support. We can spread this out over 12 months if you like. Think about this. If you want to really go to town and get a hoodie, it's a $180 pledge level gets you a hoodie. That might sound a little intimidating if you're, I don't know, not dropping $180 bills wherever you go. But it only costs $15 a month if you spread that over a year. And we can arrange for you to do that. $15 a month? Are you kidding me? That's no problem at all. But almost anyone can afford that. And not to mention, you can pay by credit card, e-transfer, PayPal, cash, check, all the ways to make it easy for you. So give us a call at 774-6877. Let's make it happen. Here's one more track in tribute to the late Rick Buckler of the Jam. This is one of the more muscular patterns that he came up with, and it's a driving force all unto itself. This is the Jam and Funeral Pyre.
Oh,
in a perfect world, that little drum roll just carries on into the sunset and beyond, and just never ends. But Rick Buckler has come to an end, so I salute him and all his fine drumming that gave me so much pleasure and continues to, will always continue to give me so much pleasure. So the late Rick Buckler, we salute you. Another great drummer is Budgie, the drummer from Susie and the Banshees. And I've been left slack-jawed by some of the stuff he comes up with, some of the ways he comes up with to devise drum patterns for unusual songs, to say the least. Could there be any more perfect drummer for a band like Susie and the Banshees? During the recording of their great album, Juju, he and Susie sort of almost by accident formed a little side project called The Creatures, which was just drums or percussion instruments, I should say. It wasn't just drums. There was some xylophone and other percussive instruments in there and vocals. And you'd think that that would have such severe limitations as to be a little boring after a while. Well, it really isn't. And he makes those drums just sing like a miniature orchestra. I think this song is a great example of the type of things that he comes with up with for drum patterns that don't just involve using a standard kit and playing in standard ways. It's, as a drummer, endlessly fascinating. I hope you enjoy it too. This is The Creatures with So Unreal. XTC there with Terry Chambers on drums, their original drummer who left sometime after they no longer were a touring band. They stopped playing live, so it was just studio work for him, and well, I guess he just decided that that was good enough for him then. So he left the band before they could... Well, actually, they got through their English Settlement album, and then that was it. Off he went. But he sure left a lot of great drumming behind. XTC's Rocket from a Bottle there. We just heard from Black Sea. And it doesn't hurt that Steve Lillywhite recorded that album, and the drums sound amazing. Steve Lillywhite has a way with drum recording. Let me tell you, you might recall me mentioning that very fact, oh, I don't know, about 2 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. I did a theme show I called the Producers Series, which was highlighting one of my favorite producers. And I've got a few others in mind, and I'm going to be getting to them in upcoming shows in the very near future. So I'm kind of thinking of, well, I won't tell you who I'm thinking of. We'll get to that when we get to that. But, and I think I might just carry on the My Favorite Drummers theme into next week, because I've truly got twice as much as what I need to fill this show. And so who knows? All I know is I'll be back here next week. Most of you will be listening next week or the week after at some time. You're listening to this show or other CKOW shows all the time throughout the year. And I can only presume, since you keep coming back for more, enjoying what you're hearing. I certainly enjoy doing this show. I know for a fact that I'm one of the only remaining, and I think there's about, I don't know, five of us remaining, original program volunteer hosts from when we went on the air in May of 99, I believe. That's right. I've been doing Tawny the Brave since early summer 1999. And I have every reason to believe I'll be here for at least another year. And hopefully you'll be listening too. If you enjoy what I do on this show, and if you enjoy other programs on CKUW, of course you do. There's so many great shows on CKUW. I don't expect everyone to like all the shows all the time, but there's a lot of excellent programming that I know you all enjoy. And that's worth something, isn't it? 774-6877 is the number down here. If you want to give us a call and pledge your support, I certainly appreciate hearing some pledges roll in during my show. And so let's get things going, kids. 774-6877 is the number. See? There you are. I'm going to move on to another drummer who I love. In fact, I think it's probably safe to say the most famous drummer I've ever met. And met is kind of in quotes. I got to shake his hand in passing, but Clem Burke played here at the Pyramid, drumming for Hugh Cornwell when he played there. And as he passed by, I had a quick word with him and shook his hand, and it was one of the great thrills of my life, let me tell you. So whenever I hear Blondie on the radio, I say, oh, there's my close personal friend Clem Burke on the drums there. So we're going to hear a Blondie track. Clem Burke has played with a lot of different bands, but he's most famous as the drummer of Blondie, and he certainly came up with some amazing drum patterns. This is the title track to Eat to the Beat. It's Blondie on Tawny the Brave. That was Blondie with Eat to the Beat, the title track to their, what was it, fourth album? And the mighty Clem Burke on drums there. I had a bit of difficulty deciding what Blondie song to play, because they have so many great songs that feature the drums in such a great way. I was pretty tempted to play Dreaming. But you know how it is with CKOW. We try to avoid the hits where possible, and Blondie have so many great songs, there's just no need. Now, listening to that closely all the way through, I'm glad I chose Eat to the Beat, because it really shows what a force Clem Burke is on drums. And here's another force on drums. This is a song with a lighter touch, but it certainly showcases what George Hurley could do on drums, as well as anything. George Hurley was the drummer for Minutemen, and then later for Firehose. And he's just an incredible drummer. He must have been a jazz player because he has got such a jazzy touch at times, even though they were, well, Minutemen were kind of a punk rock band, but they were a punk rock band that incorporated jazz and funk and metal and pop, all kinds of things into one strange ball of wax that didn't sound like anybody else. This is a song from Firehose's first album, Ragin' Full On, that really showcases what an amazing touch George Hurley had at times. And and by the way, I'd like to do a little shout out to Kirby, who just pledged to this show. Glad to hear from you, Kirby. I hope you enjoy this one. This is Firehose and The Candle and the Flame. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKOW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is your host, Dave Berthium, and I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I'm featuring a pile of my favorite drummers on this show. It was something I was kind of considering doing for this, the second edition of Fun Drive 2025. When I read the sad news about Rick Buckler's passing, he was the drummer for The Jam, and that's when I knew I had to do a drum feature. So we just listened to the incredible drumming of George Hurley, who played with Firehose, as well as Minutemen before that. That was called The Candle and the Flame. Up next, Dennis Davis. Hands up who knows who Dennis Davis is. He's played with Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, Iggy Pop, George Benson, Roy Ayers. But what he's most famous for, and certainly what has captured my attention in terms of his drumming, is his drumming with David Bowie. He played with David Bowie and his band from Young Americans in 75 all the way through Scary Monsters in 1980. And a little bit beyond that in future years. But the drumming on those albums has always kind of floored me. I love how he plays the drums. And I hope he had a lot of fun playing with David Bowie in that time, because David Bowie, I mean, when we're talking about from the sort of soul R&B feel of Young Americans through whatever, that kind of cold, slightly German-influenced sound of Station to Station, which is possibly my favorite Bowie album, and then through the Berlin Trilogy, like the songs on Low with the heavily processed drums, like all that stuff, just, I love it. And so Dennis Davis and with George Murray on bass, they made a rhythm section that just pins me to the wall sometimes. And so I wanted to feature his drumming, which we're going to do right now with a Bowie track from Lodger. This is called Red Sails, and it's featuring Dennis Davis on drums. On Tawny the Brave, 774-6877 is the number. We'll be right back. Dennis Davis on drums there, David Bowie, Red Sails, Lodger, and so on and so forth. It's still the Fun Drive edition of Tawny the Brave going on. We're getting to the home stretch here, and things have been a little light pledge-wise. I'm really hoping that there's some people listening who are still going to pledge. I want to push things up. I want to push things onwards. I want Tawny the Brave and its listeners to be a big part of CKUW's Fun Drive. So the lines are wide open, folks. 774-6877 is the number down here. You can also pledge online at ckuw.ca. And if you can't call or go online right now for whatever reason, you can go on at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, any month of the year for that matter. You can direct your pledge to this show, so Tawny the Brave is credited with the pledge amounts. You can split it between your favorite shows. You can not tag it with any show. You can do this however you like. But as long as you pledge your support for something you love, something we love, and something that's worth something. What happens down here at CKUW is worth money. And we need the community support to do what we do, to try to improve it, and even just to try to maintain. We need the community support. It's looking like we might come up a little short of the station's goal of 60,000. At the moment, we're only, I don't know, we're around $150 away from the $48,000 mark. It's still possible, and we often get a good push at the end, but I'm hoping we get a good push here at the end of this episode of Tawny the Brave. So give us a call. Pledge your support. We're still waiting to hear from you. We're dying to hear from you. 774-6877 is the number down here. And I'm going to play another one of my favorite drummers here. Somebody who is still with us, but not drumming anymore, because his body has just quit on him. It's a bit of a sad situation, but I can only hope that Phil Collins is happy these days. But I'm going to play a little track from the olden days of Genesis, and I hope you enjoy it. Phil Collins is just one of the most amazing drummers of all time. Say what you will about, you know, his 80s output, but you can't deny that he is just one of the greatest drummers on the planet. Here's an old track from the Lamb Lies Down album. This is called Counting Out Time.
Songs, I love you, without you what would it all be? Found a girl I wanted to date, thought I'd better get it straight. Wait a 5 foot before it's too late. Don't leave nothing to fate. I'll study.
And we're back. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I hope you're enjoying the show. I know you're enjoying the show because you're still listening. Well, we're almost at the end here. I got time for a couple more quick songs before I hand things over to DJ Jeff Peeling and his adult kindergarten style radio show, which follows up Tawny the Brave every Thursday evening. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that as well. Don't forget, it's the Fun Drive edition of Tawny the Brave. And while we're almost running out of time, I just realized the last three songs on the show all have time in the title. We just heard Counting Out Time. I'm going to end with Stuart Copeland's incredible turn on The Police's No Time This Time. But I'm going to play a little Elvis Costello. Bruce Thomas is just one of the most... the whole band, the whole Attractions band, are just like mind-blowingly good. And Bruce Thomas on drums is no exception. So I'm going to play Strict Time, which I think is an excellent example of his drumming. So here you go. Elvis Costello, Strict Time on Tawny the Brave. All right, kids, we've come to the end, almost, of another episode of Tawny the Brave. Got time for just one more song, and we got time for just one more pledge. 774-6877 is the number down here. Let's squeeze in one more. We're doing so great. Let's keep it going. This is The Police, and No Time This Time, with the incredible drumming, especially Turn It Up for the outro. What Stuart Copeland does is just... like smashing cucumbers against your earballs. So I hope you enjoy. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.